special time. See you then.
I'm so glad you're listening to Devil Radio. It makes me so happy. Boo.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to go to the infrastructure bill, some skullduggery. Skullduggery on the left and skullduggery on the right. Skullduggery on the left is coming from the squad, from the so-called progressive left, which seems to spend more time attacking the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and primarying good Democrats. So far, there's an uneasy alliance that's starting to get strained. I'm going to start with the attack from the left on the infrastructure bill and then go to the attack from the right on the infrastructure bill on the left. Ocasio-Cortez and other progressives now are threatening to tank the bipartisan infrastructure bill if the reconciliation bill regarding climate change and the care economy isn't passed in tandem. Now, what am I talking about? There are two infrastructure bills. One of them is the so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill, which requires 10 Republicans to get over Moscow Mitch's filibuster. And a number of them met with Biden in the White House. They included, and this is in the Senate now, of course, in the House it'll pass, it should pass, but in the Senate, you know, Mitt Romney, Shelley Moore Caputo of West Virginia, these sorts of people, Collins, some of them pretending to be moderates to sneak their way in purple states like Maine. But that infrastructure bill is, I'll call it the hard infrastructure bill, is roads, bridges, airports, water systems, broadband, all very important. But shovel-ready stuff, brick-and-mortar type stuff, create millions really of union jobs around the country, good wages. It should be a no-brainer. It should pass 100-0. Moscow Mitch is going to veto it through the filibuster. It takes 10 Republicans to beat it. And the reason we're even bothering that with that route and not going budget reconciliation method, which only requires 50 votes, and then Kamala Harris to break it, is because two of the Democratic votes aren't completely Democrats, Manchin and Sinema. And they have said, we want that to be bipartisan to give us cover back in our states. And then if you go bipartisan on that, then we will consider voting for the soft infrastructure, the so-called climate change and care economy, which has to do with climate change, has to do with child care, Medicaid, and a number of other things, all very important. The hard infrastructure bill, the bipartisan one, is about $1.2 trillion over 10 years. It's $120 billion a year. It's not all in one fell swoop. And about half of it comes from COVID money that has so far been unspent. So really, it's about a $600 billion roughly bill. And over 10 years, at $60 billion a year. That's a no-brainer. There shouldn't be anybody against that bill. But on the left now, AOC and the progressives are saying we won't vote for it in the House. And we only have a 5-8 vote margin in the House. So there's something like 30 progressives. If the squad and a few others vote against it, it wouldn't even pass the House, and then it's dead. And they say we won't pass that hard infrastructure bill in the House unless the budget reconciliation bill for $3.5 trillion on climate change and the care economy isn't passed at the same time. Now, Nancy Pelosi would say fine. Chuck Schumer, I think, in theory, would say fine. But a lot of Republicans are starting to balk and say, well, we are willing to do the bipartisan hard infrastructure bill, but this other one is too expensive and it's too soft, blah, 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 blah. And if you're going to jam that down our throats right away, we may not even go bipartisan on the other one. So AOC, by saying that, instead of keeping her mouth shut, passing the bipartisan infrastructure, hard infrastructure bill, getting something on the table, is already trying to throw a monkey wrench into this. But another monkey wrench is coming from the Republican Party. They're also vandalizing this. Senator Rob Portman, and this is surprising and sad. He's seen as a moderate, largely because he doesn't use obscenities and keeps his mouth shut. He's no moderate. He is now saying that on the hard infrastructure bill, which they had pledged, and he was one of them, along with Mitt Romney and Shelley Moore Caputo and Susan Collins and 10 people who claim that they're moderates. Portman in Ohio, somewhat purplish area, claims he's a moderate. He's also not running for re-election. He has nothing to lose. The idiot has nothing to lose. He's now saying that we Republicans won't vote for it unless there's a clear way it's being paid for, $1.2 trillion. Well, $600 of it is already allocated, and the other $600 billion is over 10 years, $60 billion a year. But we want to know how it's allocated. We won't raise taxes. Okay. And by the way, Schumer, when you say the way you're going to pay for it is to ramp up IRS enforcement and recover the $1 trillion a year that we're being defrauded out of by tax cheats, that's off the table. We won't agree to that. The Republican Party now will not agree to support more IRS enforcement to recover what everybody concedes is a loss of $1 trillion a year to the federal government by tax fraud. And that was what was going to pay for the hard infrastructure and seemed to go smoothly. Why is Portman saying that? Why are the Republicans not supporting more IRS enforcement to get the $1 trillion that's being lost to fraud? Because the essence of the Republican economic message is fraud. The fraud is being perpetrated by their donors. And their donors came to them and said, you can't do this, because then they're going to come and get me. And by the way, they can look back 3 years. So I'll have to cough up what I defrauded them the last 3 years. I don't want to do that. That is what happened. That is what happened. Fraud is the essence of the modern Republican Party. And I'm not just talking about Trump. They will not support more IRS enforcement. Rob Portman didn't go out there and give this interview on his own, naked, with no support. This includes Moscow Mitch and includes all the Republicans. If you make less than $25,000 a year, okay, anybody out there make 20 a year, 22 a year, maybe 18 a year? You have three times higher chance of being audited by the IRS than if you made millions a year, but through LLCs and partnerships. Because trying to reconstruct income from LLCs and partnerships, which frequently are initially directed to other LLCs who also file tax returns and they have losses and blah, 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 and it ends up in the pocket of Republican donors, is very complicated, and there's a lot of IRS agents don't know how to do it. And going back under George W. Bush, the Republicans did something very effective to reduce and eliminate their income tax, and that is simply stop allocating money to the IRS. Because if nobody audits you and you never get a letter from anybody, you got away with it. So the Republicans, this is a catch-22. They said, we are not going to support the hard infrastructure, bipartisan, the roads, bridges, airports, water systems, and broadband, unless you can show how we're going to pay for it. And now they're saying, if you're going to pay for it by ramping up IRS enforcement to get the $1 trillion that every expert in both parties says is being cheated every year, we won't support that. We won't support the salaries for the IRS agents. We won't give them the authority. So therefore, we won't support even the hard infrastructure. And AOC and the progressives are saying, we're not going to support the hard infrastructure either if you don't simultaneously pass the $3.5 billion soft infrastructure, which no Republican is going to support, and which Manchin and Sinema aren't going to support unless the other one goes first. This is what we have. This is what we have: obstruction from the squad and the so-called progressive left, and from the entire Republican Party, which is a tumor, a cancerous tumor in our society right now. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The little baby child is born in the ghetto.